texting, made sure everything was coming out all right. He said, yep. So definitely want to pray for these, Brother Terry. We definitely want to keep them in your prayer. If you're not praying for them every day, shame on you. Yes, sir. Pray for Brother Cox. He's been on my mind too. Hey, I need to pray for them, okay? Pray for this church and what it stands for. I tell you what, it's God's good tonight. Good. Just for a little while, I'll try to keep that 10, 15 minutes open, Sam. But I tell you what, maybe I'll be a little more organized tonight. But Psalms 101. Psalms 101. It says, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee. O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Now just for a little while tonight, I'm going to preach on one of the wickedest things that you can put before your eyes. Brother Mark, open us up. The most wicked device that you can put before thine eyes. It says, I will sing of mercy. O David said, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee. Are you singing tonight? O Lord, will I sing? I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Are you behaving tonight? If you're not behaving tonight, you're in a bind. I'm going to tell you what tonight, that there's one thing that I want to teach you tonight about things that you put before your eyes. You say, probably a TV. May I remind us tonight that this little iPhone right here, now I'm not like the liberals. The gun don't kill, it's the person behind it. And that's what I'm letting you know tonight. How are we? Are we acting in a perfect way with this little device right here? Now it's going to get tested tonight, and I'm sure I'm going to see some green faces. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. This device right here, listen, I'm old enough to where I remember we didn't have these things. I thought I'd hit the big time when I had me a beeper, amen. And boy, I was excited for about the first week when it went 911, buddy. I remember I was a maintenance man for Delta Zeta sorority house. And the little old lady dialed 911, and that meant that whatever you were doing, call her soon. Well, I was in the woods hunting. I run out of the woods, and I ran home. That's before the iPhones now, and I called. You know what was up? One of the little ladies decided to flush something down the commode that stopped it up. And I realized then that all my clients do not dial 911. Unless it's a true emergency, amen. But then we come up with the iPhone. No, we come up with a bag phone. I had one of those too. You remember that? I had really made it country come to town, buddy. I had me a bag phone. It was about this big, got in wherever I went. I wanted to look cool, so I had it with me, amen. Joe still got his. But I'll tell you what, it's good that, hey, progress. But not all progress is good, amen, and not edifying of the church or the body of Christ, amen. Verse 3, it says, I will set no wicked thing. David said, I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. You know, I get a text from this phone once a week about my running time per day. It averaged between 3 and 6 hours a day on this phone. 3 and 6 hours. That phone may bring you closer to those who are far away, but it'll also take you away from those who are sitting right next to you, amen. I live in a house, we all own it together. I live with 2 grandchildren. It's not 10, 20 times a day I hear, can I have your phone? Can I have your phone? We go on a trip, get in the car, can I have your phone? Can I have your phone? It is not a babysitter. We've lost it in America. We've lost it as moms and dads and grandma and grandpa, because I do get it. These little rascals are wild. Just the other night, I'm trying to watch the baseball game. I have 2 playing like normal heathens. They're loud. They're rambunctious. They're jumping on the couch with me. I can't stand it. Why don't you go get your mom and dad's phone and play with it? Or maybe you can go outside. Lock the door, please. Lock the door. I've said that for a long time. Once we get in, we just need to lock the door, trust me. There'll be no surprises that way. But I'm trying to enjoy the game, and I have 2 little heathens that are loud. Don't ever let him think that, look, he looks like this, but he's loud. He loves to dunk that little basketball, buddy, and before he gets there, he's tearing the floor up. Jumping on the couch, jumping down. He knows just how to rub Chandler the wrong way to where she'll scream. Used to when I was like that, and listen, that's normal. Go outside and play, but somehow we've lost that. We've lost it, and we've given them to an iPhone and Facebook and Nadia or whatever that is, Naliska or whatever. What is this? Nasia, whatever that is. We've given them away to these phones. And let me tell you something, it's not good for Christian folk, amen. Time away from the Word of God, hitting me. 3 to 6 hours a day, I'm away, I could be studying the Word of God. Facebook. May I remind you, this little iPhone right here will take you to some places that you need not be. I'm not going to tell you that I haven't been on some of those, but I can tell you, you don't need to be there. And I finally realized, do you realize you could talk about a slingshot, Billy? 3-wheel little motorcycle. You could talk about it. And the next thing you know on Facebook, I got slingshot ads coming up on it. You can talk about a new Chevrolet truck, Brother Joel. The next thing you know, I've got them coming up on my Facebook ads. You've got things that are coming up, not porn, but I'll tell you what, just pretty ladies and things like that. You've got to learn how to cut those off, amen, or there'll be more. tell you is this is not a play toy. It's not a play toy for these children, amen. They are children, amen. They send these subliminal messages to these kids right here. May I grow up just a little bit? This little phone right here will let you be talking and texting to people you ought not be talking and texting to. May I remind you of who you are. May I remind you that you may think you're getting away from some things, but you're not. God's looking and He's listening, amen. By the way, this phone has a passcode to it. My wife's phone has a passcode to it. Now, it's none of your business what that passcode is. But it is my wife's business what I'm doing on this phone right here. You got a passcode on your phone and your husband or your wife don't know what you got going, a girlfriend or boyfriend on the side. You're not fooling anybody and you're definitely not fooling God, amen. My wife, I'm married to her, and she can come on this phone anytime and see that I'm not talking to another woman, amen. And vice versa. I can go to her phone, and it won't be any conversations with another man, amen. When she walks into the room, or I walk into the room, and I'm talking, I don't shut her down real quick and run off to another room. What you got going? I'm telling you the truth. Next thing you know, your children will be doing that. What you got going? Who are you texting? Who are you talking to? This device right here is good in itself, but it can become wicked in the wrong hands. If we don't watch it as Christians, we'll be doing some of the same things that the world's doing out there. David said, I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. TV's the same way. In itself, it's not wicked. But what are you watching? This dude right here will take you to the dark web, into the places that you don't need to be seeing. Neither do I need to be seeing it. It'll bring out the lust in you that you never knew you ever had. It'll bring it right on up. I'm glad to see these little children up here. You know something about real preaching? You don't have a lot of aisle running, do you? Listen, I'm a runner myself, and I love to raise that hand. But somehow it seems like when you shelling it down to the cob, there ain't much of that going on, is it? And may I remind you that these are still children and young adults. They need to be down at the house of God, listening and keeping their mouth shut. They have no business running the aisles. I'll tell you what, they ain't got no business talking in tongues. They ain't got no business doing those things. And it's you, Dad and Mom's responsibility to keep them under subjection, amen. Now, wouldn't that be pretty if these kids started running up and down the aisles, shouting it out? They don't even know how to wipe their rear end yet. But yet it's going on in all the churches, Brother Eddie. They got children's church in the house of God. Guys doing, girls doing with this little thing right here? Something should be happening. It'll catch you one of these days. God's already caught you. Brother Darrell's just trying to help you out because you can get caught up into some shenanigans that will make you, I'm going to tell you what, it'll take you way down the gutter. Way down. So if I may make you mad tonight, But if it'll help you, if it'll help you stay out of trouble, I'll go ahead and be it. This is not a babysitter. Not a babysitter. You got a passcode on it? Good. But something ain't right when your mom or when your wife or your husband don't have it. It's not right. Children, it's not a babysitter. What was that thing that they were watching on that iPad that weird person would subliminally come on and say, kill your mom, kill your dad? There's some dark things going on in the internet and on these things that you have no idea. Moms and dads, grandma and grandpas, realize these are children. Keep them in harm's, keep them out of it. I realize that you didn't really count the cost when you had them, and they're a lot of work. They're a lot of work. It's easy to say, honey, let's have another one. Mark's the only one's been real. He said, no. No more. Nada. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. I'm going to tell you what, that froward heart is difficult to deal with. Contrary. David said, I'll know not a wicked person. Listen, I realize we work with the world, but I'm telling you, when he says, I'll know not one, he's not going to keep company. He's not going to hire that wicked person and rub shoulders with him day in and day out. Not going to do it. There ought to be some boundaries that we have. Who privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Oh, David was shelling it down to the cob, buddy. Oh, if all you got is time enough to surf the interweb and Facebook to find dirt on somebody, you need a job. Or, ladies, you need to go ahead and clean your house. Wash the dishes. Wash the clothes. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. I'm going to tell you what, David was looking, so is the Lord. That they may dwell with me, he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. You see what David said? He's not going to let the wicked be around him, but they's looking for somebody with a perfect heart. Somebody that's decent. Somebody that's moral. And that's who he's going to work. And that's who he's going to be around. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. I'm going to like to say about who you're dwelling with. And I'm going to tell you what. When you bring it on in your house, you have done went too far. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land. I'm going to tell you what, David said, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to go ahead and destroy the wicked. You know what? That's what we hadn't done in the church for a long time. We've forgotten that we don't need to be rubbing. And I realize a sinner comes in and we need to try to help them, and God knows. But I'm going to tell you what, there comes a point in time to where, listen, we are more important than some wicked devil on the street. Amen. These children are more important than bringing a sodomite in here and setting him down and worrying about whether he's going to mess with our little children. You want to go ahead and lay up with them and try to save them? Get you some. Get you some. You have my blessing. Said that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. You know what? We ought to have some kind of standards. We ought to say yay be yay and nay be nay and do things right, morally and decent, amen, especially down at the house of God. What about it tonight, Appleby Baptist? I just showed you some things about not putting some wicked thing before your eyes. How far are you going to take it? Just going to say, oh, Brother Darrell, he's nuts.